Well, this is the closing market report for the 13th day of March. Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson is on the phone line from her Champaign County office. Good afternoon to Jackie.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, let's talk about what's happening in the marketplace. And one quick note on this 13th day of March at Vatican City in Rome, the Cardinals have elected a new pope, though I don't think we know the name just yet. If that happens to be released in this half hour, we'll let you know as soon as we know. Let's take a look at what happened, though, in Chicago for the afternoon. And there are a couple of things. The March and May spreads, because the March have gone off the board now. Tell me about that just a bit.
Well, it first goes off tomorrow, actually, is the last trading day. But when you look at today's trade, and you're talking about a 30-cent difference between March corn and May corn, and over a 20-cent difference between March beans and May beans, the implication would be that once we do go off the board tomorrow, if we remain, even if we're 10 cents difference, it doesn't make much difference. We haven't seen a real decline in the need for corn. So the implication would be that we will try to go to that higher level. Now, on wheat, it's just the opposite, actually. March wheat is trading at a lower level than where May wheat is trading at. And so, you know, that's going to be a market that's going to be questionable for a while. But these certainly, I think it's interesting that the day before we actually have last trading day, we've just gotten slammed in the ground. And you never know if that's an effort to try and get as much grain out of the country as possible, you know, ahead of this, because many people are not aware of it. Or if it's just something more related to unwinding of spreads, and I guess I would probably believe it's trying to get some of the grain out of the country.
Yeah, well, those will expire tomorrow, and they'll go off the board. Also tomorrow we get weekly exports and Nova Crush out, too.
Right, which, you know, so it's going to be a busy day tomorrow when you look at the big picture. It'll be interesting to see what, you know, what the weekly export sales actually show when it comes to beans. You know, beans didn't have a very good showing on export inspections at all. And I'm certain everybody's wondering, you know, there was some talk today that China was actually experiencing some negative margin numbers on their hogs. But the reality is, you know, they need to import about 5 million metric tons of beans every single month just to meet demand. And at this point in time, they're only averaging 4.35. So, you know, I don't know. I guess I would never discount the fact that China still needs beans.
Hey, there's one other note that you sent along to me. I want to make sure that we talk to and address today. It's about currency wars across the planet. What's been happening and what impact does it have on agriculture?
Well, when you look at a currency war, the actual definition is competitive devaluation. And what a person is doing or what a country is doing is they're basically taking control of their currency and trying to hold it at a certain level so that they continue to either be competitive in the export market or they become more competitive in the export market. And I'll give you an example. I'm sure a lot of people wonder, well, why is it that it seems as if Brazil has a much bigger impact today than maybe they did ahead a year ago when we were talking about them? It's not just the size of their crop. They actually, since July 26th of 2011, their currency has lost 17% against the U.S. dollar. In other words, we've increased that much against it. Now, what does that mean? If you had $14 beans and you look at a 17% increase in cost, you're talking $2.50. It changes the competitive environment. And it also could explain why, you know, we ship 700,000 gallons of ethanol to them this year rather than 1.4 billion, like, you know, in 2011. The bad thing about currency wars generally is if you start to see it become more widespread, you see retaliation, and eventually it doesn't help anybody. But in the short term, it can. And this has been the argument we've always had with China. You know, they control their currency value, and therefore they control basically where they stand in the export market. And now we're starting to see it happening in other places. And so what does it mean to the ag market? Well, it can mean just exactly what we're starting to see, and that's we become less competitive against them.
Tell me about, let's switch gears just a bit, because the RINs have just been wild this week, and there's just been a sharp move to the upside, and really distinct.
It has, and actually it's been crazy. It was crazy yesterday again. You know, when you looked at, they traded as low as 60 cents. They're bouncing around up around the 80-cent level. And the speculation about why it's happening is, and it is purely speculation, is that they expect the EPA to actually raise the mandate to 15% when you get into the summertime. And I don't know if I believe that or I don't believe that, but obviously someone in the RIN market does, because they say, you know, if it goes to 15%, there's going to be a shortage of RINs, and therefore they become a valuable commodity. And so we'll have to see once what actually happens on that side. But, boy, they have been crazy going from, what, 2-3 cents all the way up to 80 cents?
Yeah, but they backed off pretty dramatically, haven't they? I don't watch that number.
Yeah, they're down around 60 right now.
So they peaked up around 80, but the curve is just from 1 to 2 cents to 80 and then back down to 60 at this point. So it's been kind of fun to watch, but not something we didn't know could come given the short amount of corn to produce ethanol this year.
Exactly right. Yeah, that's very true, you know, and that becomes more and more apparent, you know, as we move into the weather, you know. Right now, I like to look at the West, you know, and see what's going on out there. And you got guys out there that are just fighting with cattle and mud just like crazy right now because of the snow that they've had and some of the rain that they've gotten. And you look everywhere else, and we're looking at cooler forecasts. We're looking at wetter forecasts. The question that is maybe driving the RIN a little higher, too, is can we handle 13 months between harvests? And, you know, we harvested 6 weeks early last year. What if we go back to a normal harvest? And we're talking 13 and a half months between harvests. And so I think they have good reason to be speculating the way that they're speculating, but the weather's still the weather, and we won't know that until we actually have it.
Well, I told everybody that we would interrupt if a new pope, the naming of the new pope actually happened. Of course, we know that election happened quite some time ago, in the last hour anyway. We do have a new pope from Buenos Aires, from Argentina, Cardinal Bergoglio. I don't imagine I pronounced that right, but how about we go with this? It will be Pope Francis, and I believe that will be Pope Francis the First. So, in Rome, at Vatican City, a new pope has been named, and that pope is from South America. I suppose that works into somewhat our discussion about currencies. I don't know how well, but...
Probably. Yeah. I'm not quite sure yet. I don't think the pope's involved in that too much.
Probably not. We won't do any more prognostication on that one. Anything else maybe on livestock before I let you go?
Well, I think livestock are, you know, we had a really nice update today, and then all of a sudden we saw, you know, a major fall back. And I'm not surprised. We're consolidating at this point in time. And just remember, if we end up with a lot of cattle that are headed to the show list that have mud on them, prices are going to reflect that, and they will be lower.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, that is Jackie Vakes. She's with Stuart Peterson right here in Champaign County. Joins us on a Wednesday afternoon.